And I do have one new speaker card, so I'll run through these, and if you want to 3 minutes, we take it. If you want us to take the previous comments, let us know. Colby, hold the name.
Okay, my name's Colby Longley. I live at 316 Myrtle Place, as stated 20 minutes ago or so. I heard everybody get up in favor of version one of what you guys voted on, talking about their investment and how much money they've invested in their business and everything else. What about my investment as a property owner? What about the $500,000 I've spent on the property where I raised my two small children day in and day out with not one, but two SDRs. I got one on either side of me. Who protects my property rights? Who protects my children? There is no regulation. There is no police force. There's no, if I file a police report, it doesn't go down as an SDR complaint because there is no SDR verbiage in the LDC. Even though this definition that Mr. Escott says is not universal exists. I've faced lawsuits, I've faced restraining orders, I've had a couple of different things restricting their business interruption. You guys just in effect basically spot zoned in RS1, which last time I checked was not permitted in the LDC. That you cannot change a single lot zoning per se. Where does it stop? Today it's short-term rentals. Is it going to be skeet shooting ranges and alligator farms like Mr. Shuffler likes to say? Is it going to be bars and strip clubs and restaurants and everything else? I am heavily invested where I live. If the city wishes to purchase my property to allow this to continue, I'm all for it. Sign me up. The LTLA, Lafayette Travel and Lodging Association, was the majority of those people that spoke in favor of version one. If that doesn't scream commercial enterprise to y'all, I don't know what more I can do. I own and operate a wholesale bakery. I cannot own and operate a wholesale bakery at one workplace for one. You guys won't allow it. I've come before this council, this planning and zoning, to get variances for numerous things that I was turned down for because the neighborhood didn't want it. I'm telling you, my neighborhood doesn't want it, and you guys are allowed. We came to you with 45 signatures. We went to a closing hearing with 45 signatures of neighbors that didn't want it. It's not just me and Gordon and Stephanie and Cheryl Brett. There's a whole shit piles, pardon my French, that don't want it. One parting thought. These are my children. If something happens to my children because some transient stayed next to my house, you're going to read about it on KLFR. You're going to read about it in the Morning Advocate. You're going to read about it in the advertiser. Because I will go to no end to defend my children. My kids don't play outside of the house. Because I don't know who's staying next to me. On either side of my house. When we were kids, we played outside until the streetlights came on. They'd go home because mom's had supper with them. My kids don't do that. Because I can't let them do that. But now, y'all just blanketly allowed it to continue.
Thank you, sir.
Thank y'all.
Okay.
Stephanie Cornegie.
We got sandbagged because I don't have
a social media account with 150 people. Sorry about that. I have my property rights also. The U.S. Supreme Court guarantees that I have property rights that are equal or better, because the U.S. Supreme Court has said that you should protect historic, traditional, family-oriented neighborhoods, because if you don't, it would be to the dereliction of the society of Lafayette, Louisiana. There are cities in Louisiana that have banned short-term rentals. Shreveport, Abita Springs, Jefferson Parish, most HOAs in Louisiana and Lafayette have banned them also. We don't have an HOA. My neighborhood is 100 years old. The water pipes underneath my neighborhood are 100 years old. New Orleans has just gone through a similar process. They have about a 50-page short-term rental regulations. Also, Memphis, Aspen, Atlanta, Chattanooga, Dallas, Dauphin Island, Alabama, Lexington, Kentucky, Marco Island, Florida, LA and New York, Amsterdam and Madrid have either banned them or severely limited them in residential areas. I had a drunk man show up at 2:00 in the morning on my front porch trying to get into my house. He was a lost short-term rental guest. He was at the wrong house. He's lucky we don't own a gun. But somebody that has small children and that happens to them, just think about this. And it's happened repeatedly. Also, I know that one person, at least, who has owned a short-term rental for 10 years in, I'll say, two cities, wasn't completely honest with you, because she had a heavy person literally fall through the floor of her short-term rental. The fire department had to come and extricate the guest. So that's more to be determined. I have so much more. A short-term rental, a medium-term rental, a long-term rental and a medium-term rental, those are protected under our civil code. Short-term rental is not. They are transients. They are people that are travelers. They are in a commercial business that reaps a benefit from them staying there. And sometimes you do, but sometimes you don't. Thank you, ma'am.
Gordon.
Hello again, Gordon Schaffler, 100 Oleander Street. I love watching that exchange that just took place between Mr. Landry and the concerned neighbor who was next door to his lot. This zoning decision of just made. I never got that chance. I never got a chance to speak up about my concerns about a motel opening up next door to my home. I didn't get that chance for the second one that opened up next door to my home. You heard from all kinds of business owners tonight who were defending their businesses. We're here defending our homes, our investments, where we are raising our children, where I planted trees because I was putting down roots to stay. You didn't hear from any of these business owners about the underbelly of Airbnb that has happened in this town since y'all first started hearing about this. You didn't hear about the fire that took place at the Choo-Choo Lofts downtown. You didn't hear about the block party over in Elmhurst, where police were called out, showed up with men bleeding in the streets. You didn't hear about, apparently, she appeared to be disabled too, and she was talking about how she was going to be thrown out of her home tonight if you didn't allow Airbnbs. You didn't hear about the disabled woman that was displaced from the home next to me, so that home could become an Airbnb. You didn't hear about the standoff between U.S. Marshals and a fugitive murder suspect in the same streets, on St. Thomas Street. It was out all over the papers. You didn't hear about the dead body found in the Airbnb over on Versailles. You didn't hear about the party involving guns and drugs over on Oak Alley. You haven't heard about the multiple HOAs in this community that have banned short-term rentals, including River Ranch, Richmond's Creek, Bendale Condominium Association, St. John Apartments, who else? Myrtle Square. I promise not to pick on Stephen Hebert tonight, but I'd love to know how you voted when River Ranch was decided on whether or not to allow these in River Ranch. You also didn't hear about the lawsuits that were brought against concerned neighbors for interrupting business. I was sued for business losses. You didn't hear about the restraining orders prohibiting concerned citizens like me from speaking to our city council because we were upset about short-term rentals next week. You didn't hear about this whole list of motel problems. Because motels have motel problems. Neighborhoods and homes should not have motel problems. I don't think I've changed with you guys' minds tonight, but I want y'all to really, really consider the fact. What you approved tonight was permitting it, straight shot, permit override. Not a conditional use permit, nothing like that. You are just saying, have at it, folks. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Chair Brett.
Shaking up right now. I'm just shocked at what just happened. We own like our rights. I have a person that lives in RS1 who's been violated. I don't know what this means for the future of Lafayette. I don't see the decision that anybody's made is something in the right direction for Lafayette. I think those of us who bought in RS1 neighborhoods thought that we would always live in a place where, you know, we have calm, we have serenity, we would know our neighbors. We would know what time they leave in the morning and come home in the afternoon. We could talk to them, you know, if we had issues, and that they would probably get resolved forever. But I have a short-term rental next door to me, and it's about to become a whole non-owner occupied. They bought the house specifically as an investment to make money, and they're gonna go live somewhere else in Lafayette. I just don't see this as a private property right issue. I don't see it as a right that they have, but I don't have. One thing that's been on my mind since the last time we came before the commission was what was in the minds of the commission. There's not one person in Lafayette that I've talked to about this issue that believes short-term rentals belong in residential areas. Possibly owner-occupied, possibly under conditional use permit, but definitely not a whole house as a little hotel in your neighborhood. It just doesn't make sense. I'm shocked that everyone voted the way they did. But I'd like to ask, and this may, to ask for forgiveness with asking each of you this, but could you each explain on what grounds you believe that my rights bought in a residential area, not expecting commercial activity. Could you each explain why you voted the way you did? Thank you.
Thank you.
Patricia?
My name is Patricia Raz. I reside at 229 Gothier Road in Lafayette. I'm a mature person, Gothier. Yes, they've been in Lafayette for a while. I worked for 25 years in community development and got to see specifically in economic development and the hospitality industry for divisions of state and local government. So these issues that are in this evolution of what's being called Airbnb, these issues are, you know, are heartfelt to me. My my position in helping communities welcome hospitality and develop citizens and businesses and just an understanding that our South Louisiana culture is so valuable and being making that available to people as they come into the area. It made this part of our unique culture that we have. And to balance that with how do we welcome visitors into the area with property rights and with communities, it's a sensitive issue. And I love that this level of discussion is available for people to participate in. The benefits that I see, and I have been working with Airbnb and as a owner of rental property for 8 years, and my family and I, that it's part of what we do. So I've seen it from a variety of angles. I'm also employed by Airbnb as a person who assists on a contract basis in helping host and rental properties. So I get to see a variety of pieces, and as I mentioned earlier, the fact that it's the industry, if you want to call it industry, but this trend of using residential property for both long-term and short-term, I heard the word tonight, medium-term, I don't know how the city defines those, but as we can work together to make all of that available, and weave all these pieces together. I love that you are putting some tweaks on what you're sending to council and saying, find something reasonable in helping people, the folks who sincerely need to have the income. It's a viable income source, and we want to help make that work so that neighbors are not infringing on neighbors, but we can do it.
Okay, thank you.
Andy Nottingham.
I'm Andy Nottingham, Lafayette resident, City Council District 2. It's a very contentious problem here, there's no doubt. But you point us in the direction of having an all-out commercial business in a residential single family. We don't do that. And any other thing that comes up, it doesn't happen in residential single family. And short-term rental is a full-blown business, and it should be in lodging, not in residential. It's a hotel. It's a motel. It's paying those taxes. It's by definition lodging. So we brought that into residential single family now. Okay, no restrictions. We opened up Camden this year. We have had complaints of the council. Parties where someone locally rented a house, put their kids in there, and they just blew it out. Or better yet, a bachelor party in a short-term home with strippers going in and out of the house. This happened in St. Louis. This does happen. You can't turn your eye to that. You're not going to allow a full-blown operation where you have a beauty shop and no one lives there in a residential single family. Why would you do that with short-term home? It's commercial. There needs to be restrictions on this. It should at least, at worst, be a conditional use permit on short-term rentals and residential soon. Those families should at least have their investment protected. They too invested in their property. They too paid off their property. They too paid their taxes on their property to raise their families there. I spoke with a gentleman the other day in St. Street here, and it's so true. They walk up and down the streets in the weekends and visit each other, have coffee, have drinks, have beers. It's a true neighborhood community. It's not a hotel. It's not meant to be a hotel. So what we've done has just opened up a can of worms here I think we're going to regret. Because it is going to drop the rents. It is going to lessen the lodging for those people that need rental properties to live in. We just don't have enough of it. So people are building, actually building the St. Street area but short-term rental. Built a brand new home as a short-term rental. So we're taking away housing for people that need it by doing this. We're driving the cost up with their rents. I met with people that were in this room right now, a year and a half ago, and we discussed these short-term rentals. And inevitably, every one of them said, I would not want one next to me. That was their words. I would not want one next to me. What happened? Please reconsider. At least put a couple in this interest in this ordinance coming forward. We need to do that. And put it in lodging where it needs to be, not in residential single.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Can I ask Mr. Knockhand a question?
So I'm a new commissioner this year as of January. I have a question for you.
Sure.
You alluded to, and you're saying indirectly, we opened up a can of worms. We, you know, allow this to happen. Who's the we that you're referring to?
When you're going to allow to go in as an unrestricted, allow 100% residential single family, that's what I'm talking about. We, us, the people here. I'm going to try to at least get a cup and introduce on the council level. I didn't have much discussion on what came before y'all today. This was all new to me when I got here. I've heard words that my name is put out there that my aunt brought this forward and didn't bring this forward. The first I saw this was tonight. So this is all new to me. So you tell me who's doing this. I don't know.
And you received this from the council?
I didn't receive any direct information on this until this last meeting. I mean, this last announcement, and then there was nothing in there to show what was going on until I just saw it over. But I haven't been communicating with them this. So there's things going on here that I think we have to protect these residential single families. These people deserve that. They have investments here.
I just like to follow up to what you say. So we are the advising body. We don't determine
exactly.
The line. We send that up to you
right.
All at the city council, and you all will make that final decision.
Right.
So would that fall in you all's hands to do
that?
Didn't
place the definition of a short-term rental residential. It should be in lodging.
But when it gets to you all at the city council,
it's
just
commercial operations.
Help me to understand. So when it gets to you all at the city council, can you all change that? It's my understanding that you all can change.
Right.
Or
that would be my
intent.
To do that. But can I do that? I don't know. I noticed there was some opposition here tonight that would be against them. And originally they talked about he too was against short-term rentals and single family residential. So I don't know what's going to happen in the council level. I'm just saying that y'all put us, the council, in a position where we're going to have to fight to try to protect our residents that have single families.
Correct. It was, I don't know who offered. I just know that.
I was not informed. Brought forward to me. I should have approved it. So my name is attached to that. I don't know how it works. It doesn't bother me. That's enough. I could care less. Because I represent my people that need representation. I have to be there. I'm not here to represent commercial business to residential single family. You're not going to allow an auditor or a CPA or an attorney to open up this business in a house and never live there. You can have an operation in a room there, but you're not going to live there. If you're not going to live there, you won't have a business. Those things just don't happen. So we're fighting this to protect the residential single families on behalf of the family. Here in the case of this rezoning with the schools, you can have short-term rentals right next to a school. There's no telling who's going to be in those short-term rentals. So at minimum, we should have conditional use permits attached. Hopefully y'all can do that in this round. So,
take a ball.
Thank you.
Commissioner Trump, you were correct. This is only a recommendation, and then you choose to make a recommendation or not.
Okay.
So, thank you for that. No problem. And I will offer that no motion was made on version 2, but it doesn't take it off the table. Because again, we're only a recommending body, and they ultimately
right. I mean, I would just say that this, the way this is laid out tonight, at least, is a little bit unfair that the minority gets to have their second crack at busting us over the head because we have a difference of opinion. I know all the people that are here. Cheryl, I know you and your family. I'm sorry. I know you and your family very, very well. And I mean, this is not personal. We just have a difference of opinion about the way things are. And my motion was to make a recommendation to the city council. The city council is elected to make these tough decisions. We just make a recommendation. This decision is going to happen over there on University. It's not going to happen here. And I will say, Cheryl, do not lose your faith in this turning or ruining Lafayette by any way whatsoever. We have a beautiful city here because of families like yours and your husband's that I know very, very well, and the Shufflers. Don't lose faith. This is just a process that we're going through, and we have a difference of opinion that we can all work through and respect each other, and I respect all of y'all.